Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the European Union. One sign of religious war happening all across the European Union is that there are more Muslims in European Union Christian schools than there are Christians. That's the headline. In just a moment, Dr. Rob Congdon will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There's a report coming out of Turkey that one of the leaders there, one of the governmental leaders, has made the statement that Europe is headed towards religious wars.
I think it's potentially inevitable by the very nature of what Islam believes. Europeans are starting to react. I've read several opinion pieces lately in France saying, are they in a death spiral of the European culture? And so people are going to react. That's going to break out into wars. Don't rule out the Gog Magog being the force that will eliminate the militant Islamic threat. As Islam grows in Europe, people are going to start reacting against the religious views of Islam.
The Muslims outnumber the Christians in dozens of Christian schools. Your thoughts, Rob?
As we lived in Britain, we recognized there are three steps that Islam was going to do to conquer Britain. The first step was just to become very visible on the streets, so the women would be forced to wear all of the full Islamic garb, so everybody would see them. In fact, they would walk down certain streets at certain times. They were timed so that there was presence of them. The next step is control of the schools. And that's what we see here. They have moved into the Church of England schools. They've put their students in there. They have now reached more, a majority in those schools, and they're starting to tell them how to run that. The final step, after they get the schools under control and get the local councils under control, is to take over the nation. So they're at step two right now in this story, and we see that they've really moved into the educational system.
Dr. Rob Congdon with details on the potential for religious wars in the European Union. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The European Union and its 27 member states is a key region of our world as it relates to Bible prophecy. A close look at the European Union will cause you to realize that this political economic power base is the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire as foretold in Bible prophecy. Right now, Islam is the major factor in Europe, but Ezekiel chapter 39 indicates that all of Islam will ultimately be rendered inoperative, if not completely destroyed. Then Daniel chapter 7 and Daniel chapter 11, along with Revelation 17, help us to understand that the revival of the Roman Empire will take place. The spread of Islam and their activities in the European Union is evidence of the fact that the stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...